Good morning, it's Annie here, and today is today's Monday, the 13th of July, 2020, and I'll just be continuing with part two of my exploring an empath section. Yeah, so today I will just be reading from my notes, because it's very hard for me to explain and put into words how I feel. I have to actually kind of dig deep and try and transfer the feelings into words, or, you know, what I feel as an empath into words. So I'll just start before I ramble on. So these vibes, feelings and sensations that I feel within me are so annoying. I try, but I cannot think of the reason why my emotional body seems to be activated without a thought in sight. And even if I'm thinking or a thought arises within, the thought or the way that I feel in general at that moment doesn't match the feeling or sensation that I'm experiencing, or that is linked to my emotional body. Sometimes I will have to search my logic or recent memory to find a reason or a thought to link to it. When I feel like I could have found a thought match, you know, I felt the feeling and within me now I thought, what could be making me feel this way? So now I feel I found a thought match to the feeling. And then I reason with myself that this thought or memory that I've pulled from thought is the reason for me feeling like the way I do. In reality, I do feel as though I am an empath, and I hate naming myself or labels, but at the same time, I know that I feel energy that is not mine, that infringes upon my personal aura, my emotional body. I try to shake it off, and sometimes I accept it as my own feelings based on how I feel at the time, which may be similar or linked. And how I would explain that is, I'm used to feeling depressed for many years now. So if, you know, the people or anyone that I share energy with, that I'm around, if any of them are depressed or they're anxious, you know, the negative kind of feelings that happen with someone that's sad and stuff, if I pick up on it, because I am depressed and on that frequency anyway, I accept it as my own. So it means that even at times when I wouldn't feel sad, I was feeling sad based on someone else's energy because I was so used to feeling sad. So that was normal to me. So it's like, oh, I might as well pick this up. It belongs to me, you know, if you can understand where I'm coming from. So I'll just continue now. So I've already explained to the best of my ability. I could be better because the thoughts in my mind never translates exactly into what I wish to say once I am aware that I am writing with the intention of others tuning in. But no matter what I feel, I have started now. And even though I may not know it, I owe it to myself. And it will be a great time to be proud of because I am finally sharing my view, which I'm hoping may just bring comfort to someone or some form of awareness to others about the topics I wish to discuss on my channel. Note to you all, I must say I have no plan my handwriting sometimes can be a little atrocious. Note to you all, I must say I have no plan. All that I am, I bring, but in the state that I am recovering from, this is my current state. Is it all that I am? Only time will tell. So as an empath, we feel deep. Our emotional reservoir gates need protecting, even though it brings us joy. And I myself feel as though And I myself feel as though it is an aspect of me, or us, should I say, that everyone should be able to have a part of. However, on my journey with individuals, all that seems to happen when I have a mindset like this is that they expect to enjoy the benefits of my personality and her traits while offering little in authenticity of themselves, which is like, come on now, that's the only thing in life, you know, that to me is not paid for. Well, some people pay for it possibly, but yeah, I'll just continue. People show you the parts they wish of you to see, and for the life of me, this is not good enough, because 9 times out of 10, or 10 times out of 10, in brackets I've written, I'm trying to be modest here, close brackets, I see more than they are willing to show or share with me. And so I ask myself, what is the point? Imagine how it feels, or how it may feel, knowing within yourself that somebody you are around dislikes you. You know this because of the energy you feel. Now, this is just an example. It may seem crazy to some, but I will continue because I have to. Integration is key. But to me, I have no choice but to now integrate this aspect of myself with my whole persona. Because not doing so causes more pain to me than good, and I will no longer tell myself I am malfunctioning. For that's truly an injustice to our biological makeup as empaths. I mean, are you God? Are we all the same? Should I feel bad because I am this way? So going back to what I was saying, you may get a random thought or receive, or just, you know, you just will be standing in, a random thought will pop up in your head, such as, what the is her problem? Or, dickhead, excuse my language. Along with a sensation within you. And I know within myself that this is someone else and it is directed at me. Now, all of this is calculated on the spot. It's based on body language plus the sensations I'm getting, the feelings and the thoughts arising within my mind. I must just state. Or I might be in a shop and there's a half-dressed pretty lady in front of me, and a thought pops up in my mind. Oh my gosh, she's sexy. At which point I know it's not myself. I do sometimes chuckle to myself or just feel disgusted. It all depends. But this is a reality to me. This is part of what it means to me to be an empath. I identify with being clairsentient too. I can conjure up the taste of something. Mind you, I'm not linking this to me just saying I relate to being clairsentient. I'm just continuing explaining how I feel as an empath. I can conjure up a taste of something, or the smell can literally kill me. But it's all in my mind. I must just state that if much of what I say does not resonate with you, not to worry, but it is true for me. I can only be true to myself. Finding a balance for empaths, including myself. Finding a balance for empath is key. Finding a balance is key for empaths, including myself, because from experience, I just cannot stand to be around others for too long, especially the inauthentic. I find myself complaining that humans make me sick, including myself. This is all in my thoughts, you know, because we are crazily ego-based driven. Most cannot distinguish between the authentic self and the ego, especially when emotions are involved or arise. Speaking as a person that identifies as an empath, I would like to let you know that we cherish and long for authenticity. I mean, the narcissist in my life is crazy, has mad problems, is dangerous to other people's psyches. But when he is being evil, he is authentic. I hate it. It added to the dire depression I was going through. But funnily enough, knowing that I was seeing parts of him that he hides every day, and parts of him he even though he secretly enjoys the way his personality is, helped me to realize and accept him for who he is. Not that I need him to be in my personal energetic aura. However, he still seems to find his way there somehow. Sorry, went off track. That doesn't mean I have to give him my energy, though. I almost feel sorry for him. I mean, I do, but I can't help him without breaking myself. As an empath, this was sad. This was a sad thing for me to acknowledge. But with growth, I realized that I myself cannot direct my attention and it all inner to an individual, especially a narcissist. Because with that, I am left unable to tend to anyone else fully, which includes myself, much to the detriment of my mind and inner child, which I will talk to you guys about in another video, the effects that the narcissist had on me, considering I'm an empath and considering I was going through severe depression. I ended up learning the hard way, which, if I'm honest, was the right way for me, because I was in a pattern of life, a frequency that served me no well. Before the narcissist, love seemed to be my number one priority. I dreamed and knew it was my destiny to have a man. I don't want to say for others, but for myself, how sad does that seem? But it's not sad, because it was actually a pattern of life. It was normal to me. And so forgive me if I offended you with my tone in what I just said. Okay, I dreamed and knew it was my destiny to have a man to grow with, to fulfill the template that was given to me as to what life is about. You know, we're all taught, like, you know, you grow up, you meet someone, you fall in love, they treat you great, you have kids, and life is a bag of candy floss and then some cherry drops. Anyway, let me continue. I tried, it failed, all the while yearning for another outside myself, so I can show them how special I was and be loved and adored. The narcissist stopped. He halted that pattern for me via the because of what I went through with the narcissist, now it is my number one priority to protect my energy before anything else. So I could feel I'm just reading from my notes, so hopefully all of this will interlink, you know, with each other once I put up another video and then another video. So I could feel the women that he had slept with, I was connected to him energetically, not just physically, but intimately, which is very deep. You know, I was connected to him. His energy enveloped mine from morning to night. I knew my mind was too weak to fight back, so I played the game. I made myself a doormat, waiting for the power within to kick in, searching my mind, searching YouTube. As an empath, our plight to understand another can lead us astray. Sometimes we lack that much earthly energy because of our self-belief or lack of, that we would rather offer the last of us to another, because in our minds at the time, we'll feel as though if we can't make it, or feel as though we can survive, let me just try and help someone else. Let me help to, you know, try and save someone else and help make their life better. So in my case, it was the narcissist who became my closest ally and confidant, seemingly so. I realize now, though, that it was me who wanted to help him realize he was special, because I do see, you know, underneath, and he is very dread. He's not a nice individual, which anyone who knows about narcissists knows they're quite horrid and selfish, you know. But I could see the art within him. I could see good within him. I could see some good in his traits, you know. So I wanted to help him realize he was special. I showed him the art that I saw in him. But instead, he wanted to rob me of mine. And I guess going through all of that, just like a diamond, and the pressure and just everything, you know, the depression has led me to be truthful to myself and start this YouTube page. And sometimes I might sound like a hot mess, or I might sound, you know, all over the place. And I guess that's my inner expressing itself, because deep down I am all over the place, you know. I'm being honest, you know. I'm a deep individual, you know. I have studied a lot. I've studied myself, you know, and I'm trying to be a healthy individual and sort through my things, my you know, and process my emotions, thoughts and feelings in the right way, in a way beneficial to myself, so that I will be able to go back to the person I was, well, not the person I was before the narcissist, an upgraded person, you know, an upgraded version of who I was. And I feel very different, and as time goes by, I'll share some stuff, but, you know, I just go with the flow. I've always been rubbish with studying in general. I love to learn new stuff, but, you know, the template of this world in which you sit down and you study, that really irritates me. So before I go on, and this video ends up being how long, I just want to wish you all a great day, and in time, and I'll be posting another video hopefully soon. I haven't written anything, so we'll see how that goes. I may just update with a post of my diary, and yeah, I'll catch up with you all soon, and have a great day. I hope you're all well. Bye.